This is the famous Bud Light beer. It's not easy to brew beer this easy to drink. It takes time. Bud Light is brewed for a long time to go down smoother, because we all know round two is when the real stories come out. Bud Light. We don't just brew beer. We brew beer for friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed & Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubuque Ruston Monroe, 97.7.
It's time for Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. This is your source for Louisiana Tech sports news. For the next 90 minutes, Bleed Tech Blue Radio goes deep inside Tech football, basketball, and recruiting. Tonight's show is also brought to you by O'Neill Gas, Brister's Smokehouse, Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Ideal Portable Buildings, and Scott Seafood. Text us on the Fairway Carts text line at 888-993-7762. Here's your host, Ben Carlisle.
Welcome in, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. I'm Ben Carlisle. Final show of the season, Mr. Beck Haynes. Show number 23. We began back in August. Here we are, Lover's Day Eve, the night before Valentine's. We wrap up season 10 of Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Mr. Haynes, how you doing tonight?
Good, BC. Glad to be here. Really had a good week just looking back at how you've just brought me from just a nobody to a, you know, co-host. So it's been, I mean, really, it's truly amazing.
Yeah, you know, we'll get into a lot at the end of the show, what this season has been. You know, it's been my first season running the entirety of Bleed Tech Blue Radio. You know, you've been in the co-host chair. Sutton's been in the co-host chair. I know Jason Jones stepped in for a few shows as well. It's been a lot of fun, you know, covering Louisiana Tech football, covering Louisiana Tech basketball. I know we've covered baseball a little bit the last couple of weeks. And then, you know, our mainstay, covering Louisiana Tech football recruiting, which we'll get into here in a minute. But it's definitely been a fun year. I know we're looking forward to getting back on the air again in August when Louisiana Tech cranks up fall practice. I don't know.
That's a long time. August is a long ways away.
It does feel like forever away. It's a long time to go without football.
Right. We need to get, you know, just to let our listeners know that, you know, these are on – so how do you – you can listen on Bleed Tech Blue,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you can listen to our podcast. We release it every week. You know, you can check our Twitter account. You can check our Facebook account. They're both archived there. You can subscribe to our podcast on Podbean as well. So anytime you want your Bleed Tech Blue fix, you're more than welcome to listen to us. We would love to hear from you tonight. It's our final show of the season. 888-993-7762. You can call us. You can text us. That's the Fairway Carts hotline. Kind of our question of the night, I think a little bit of how the show is going to revolve, is we want to hear from you. What is your biggest spring storyline headed into Louisiana Tech spring practice? I know last week at the signing day social, Coach Holtz announced that spring practice will begin on March 9th. Crazy to think that, you know, less than 2 months ago, we were in Frisco for Tech's 51-10 victory over SMU in the Frisco Bowl. And here we are, less than a month away.
Yeah.
Spring practice is almost here. And we're going to discuss our biggest spring storylines, really what we're looking to get into. And, you know, you can always join us at BleedTechBlue.com. You know, we've been discussing for, you know, numerous weeks the biggest off-season questions. You know, potential transfers, those are some guys that we're looking into, some names that are being mentioned. We have the latest on Tech's search for a cornerback coach after Kevin Curtis left to join Sonny Dykes' SMU staff. Just a whole lot going on at BleedTechBlue.com. Again, you can join us for as little as $8.33 a month with a yearly subscription. If you want to join monthly, it's just $9.95 a month. Before we really get into things, I want to take the time to thank our sponsors, our title sponsors, First National Bank. Other sponsors include O'Neill Gas. I know a good friend of ours, Zach Walthall, the guys at O'Neill Gas, they do a great job. Brister Smokehouse, Chris Brister, what he's done there is just remarkable. Big fan of their pulled pork nachos. So if you have time, you know, make it out to Brister Smokehouse. Huge Louisiana Tech supporter. Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen. Beck, I know you're a big proponent of Dairy Queen.
Yeah, I love a Blizzy. I'm not going to lie to you. Always rooting for the Blizzard at the basketball games and football games to win over the Cone. But, you know, Cone's a good second, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So Dairy Queen, Walpole Tire, Scott Seafood, all you guys out there, we couldn't do it without you. Without you, Bleed Tech Blue Radio is not here. So thank you to all our sponsors that we've had throughout Season 10 and into the show. So, Beck, where do you want to start with things? I know last week, you know, we took a dive in. We really looked hard at signing day, and I really want to take time to talk about signing day. It was a day for Louisiana Tech. You know, non-eventful. I think that's how I would put it. We said that we anticipated on that happening. Tech was able to close on their seven commitments for that class with relative ease. They all signed. I think they were all in by 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. We had it covered throughout the day. There was one surprise: offensive lineman Eric Dunn out of Kentwood High School. If you look at Mr. Dunn, if you have the opportunity to watch his tape, he has an opportunity. I'm not going to say you're going to see him surface as a freshman or even as a redshirt freshman or even as a redshirt sophomore potentially, but when you look at his athletic ability, he has a potential to be a big piece on the Tech offensive line for years to come. And our subscribers at Bleed Tech Blue did learn about that on Wednesday morning around 6 a.m., actually had the opportunity to talk to Eric the night before signing day. So, overall, pretty sweet.
Yeah, you say non-eventful, but let's be real, Ben. And with today's day and age, I mean, people are flipping and flopping, and you never know. So to get him in by 9, I was able to enjoy the rest of my work day and not be worried about that. But I do appreciate all the inside information, as always, on Bleed Tech Blue. That was well covered, if I may say so myself.
Yeah, well, you know, our goal at BleedTechBlue.com is really make your work day go as smoothly as possible. So, but it was a big day. When you look at, you know, all the names, where you look at, you know, the number 8 prospect in the country, Patrick Surtain, he was a kid that was down to Alabama and LSU. He ends up picking Alabama. Those kind of things happen, you know, week in, week out. Or I say week in, week out, year in, year out. You just never know what you're going to get from these high school kids. And it was nice to see the likes of Devon Smoke Harris, you know, his teammate Derek Turner, Willie Allen, the former LSU signee, Walker Hankinson, Stephen Shaw, just, you know, DeAndre Marcus, Elijah Hines, you know, 7 or 8 guys that, you know, Coach Holtz mentioned in his signing day press conference, which was after the signing day social. He mentioned how these are guys that, of this 24-man class that Tech does have, it's 18 freshmen and then 6 upperclassmen, whether it be transfers or junior college players. He really believes that 15 of the 18 freshmen have an opportunity to come in and make an impact right away. And I think that's impressive, and it shows you the type of athlete that Tech is recruiting.
Yeah, I'm kind of an instant gratification guy. So these, you know, these recruiting classes,
do or die time for you,
yeah,
right away.
Really. And so these classes are interesting for me because I don't, you know, you don't usually, it's majority of them you don't see play right away the next year. Now, we got a treat with Amik Robinson last year and some other guys, but, you know, you usually don't get to see them in the capacity that they're going to serve for the rest of the year right away, or the rest of their time at Tech right away. So that's what I look forward to the most. I'm your average American consumer, BC. I'm not going to lie to you.
The average American.
I just, sometimes I forget about them, and then, you know, I mean, now that I have Bleed Tech Blue, I don't, but I used to forget about them, and then all of a sudden it's like they pop up. It's like, where'd this guy come from? Well, you talked about him last year and 2 years ago, whatever. So
yeah,
interesting to see who has an impact right away.
Well, and that's another thing that we've discussed on BleedTechBlue.com here recently is, you know, I know you and I last week went into, you know, breaking down guys from the 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017 classes that have contributed. We've started doing that. We started grading out classes. I know earlier, or actually last week, a member of ours posted, you know, the 2013 class. And when you look back at that 2013 class, Carlos Henderson, Trent Taylor, Xavier Woods, I think that's enough said.
Right.
That class was definitely highly productive with 3 pro performers. But yeah, you know, it's interesting. You follow this recruiting trail for these guys, you know, for so long. I feel like, you know, I've been following the likes of Smoke Harris, you know, Taj McGee, guys that have been committed for a long time, Wayne Toussaint, DJ Jackson, Broderick Calhoun, These are guys that have been committed to Tech for, you know, 8 months or so, and you develop a relationship with these guys. And, you know, it's easy to say that every guy is going to be a stud. That's the easy way to evaluate them because Tech recruited them. But at the end of the day, you're going to have four or five in this class that are going to flake out, and they're not going to finish up their 4 years at Louisiana Tech. And you just have to hope you hit on 55 to 60% of them, and you take your lumps with the other ones. But these are guys that, you know, we're definitely pulling for, and it's definitely an exciting group of guys.
Right. Like you said, these guys, you think they're going to be studs because when you watch their game tape, I mean, they are. They're the top dogs in their high schools, and they come here, and for whatever reason, sometimes they don't pan out or they don't gel well with the position. But,
yeah, and they're low-character guys. Right. You just never know how guys are going to do when they adjust. You see us. We get to college. Next thing you know, we weigh 20 pounds more.
That's right. It happens.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, so anything can happen. I do, like you said, you develop a relationship with him. I can't tell you how many times for our listeners' sake that Ben would text that we have a Bleed Tech Blue group message and just, hey, y'all go check out this guy's film. He's unbelievable. He's real quick. He's going to be a hard hitter, whatever. So it's fun to watch him, like you said. You can even see him as early as junior, sophomore year sometimes, and just to get a good eye for him and then to see them come all the way to Tech is just, it's pretty fun to watch. So I've enjoyed the recruiting side of that, which usually I never have paid much attention to, and like I said, I just kind of instant gratification. So show me who's on the field, but it's been nice to have a little insight into who's coming.
Absolutely. So shifting our focus elsewhere, we're later in the show tonight, we're going to talk at 7 p.m. Head coach of the Duncan Dogs, Eric Conkle, will join us. Coach Conkle is actually our only guest scheduled for tonight.
We got some stuff to talk about with Conkle.
Well, absolutely. You look at, you know, Janiah White leaves the program, last Tuesday afternoon he announced that. This weekend they split a pair of home games, defeated Charlotte. I don't know if you've seen it. If you haven't seen it, you've been locked up in a hole with the Jacoby Boykins technicals. I'm not sure how much Coach Conkle will be able to go into that, but we're going to go into it later.
We're going to ask him regardless.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to ask his thoughts and, you know, how that protocol is handled.
We're not. That ain't lost on us. You know, we understand that, you know, you're going to get your typical coach answer, but, I mean, I can't believe – I mean, I imagine he's probably answered questions about that 100 times this week already. But, I mean, we know that he's human and we know
that – Well, it's our due diligence.
Yeah, it is. We got to do it. It's Bleed Tech Blue over here.
Yeah, and so Tech split. They won a home game with Charlotte, lost Saturday night against Old Dominion. We'll get some of his bigger takeaways from that. We'll really, you know, give our perspective of Louisiana Tech basketball at 6:45. I know Jacoby Boykins, he'll play his final home game as a Bulldog Saturday night. He'll be honored inside the Thomas Assembly Center. What a career he's had. I know you and I have we're very fond of Jacoby and the career he's had. Tech's all-time leading three-point shooter. I hope he can finish his season on a high note. You always wish to see the Duncan Dogs into the NCAA tournament. I think that would cap off a great career for him. I know Janiah White will be honored that night as well, as he's scheduled to graduate in May. And, you know, we'll ask Coach Conkle about the impact on the program of those two guys. Those are two guys that he's really helped grow and develop into, you know, great young men over his first 3 years at Louisiana Tech. Looking elsewhere, women's basketball, Brooke Storer continues to do an exceptional job. The Lady Texters won two games last week. They win a tough, tough home game against 17-3 Rice. They defeat them by
tough.
Yeah, they defeat them by 20, and then they go to El Paso Saturday on a, you know, long trip to UTEP. They squeak out a 3-point win. They're now 16-9 overall, 7-5 in the league. They'll too be at home this week when they take on Charlotte. Really Thursday afternoon, they'll play at 4:30 before the men. And then they'll play Saturday afternoon as well against Southern Miss. Kudos to Brooke. Feels like ever
time.
Since we interviewed her, she's on a hot streak.
Do you think there's any, you know, correlation to those two things?
Well, absolutely.
I mean, she talked at length about what
winners
they had to
breed
do.
Winners.
Yes, right. She talked at length about what they had to do against Rice. So it was really good to see her and the squad take care of business.
Oh, absolutely. As well, Coach Mark Montgomery, his softball team, they actually got their season underway this past weekend at the Puerto Vallarta College Challenge in Mexico. We were actually hoping to have Coach Montgomery and own tonight. But they had a game, Lady Texter softball team down in Hammond. They were taking on Southeastern. But just how they fared in Mexico, it wasn't the smoothest of weekends. The Lady Texters lose 4 out of 5. But I don't think that's anything to turn your nose up at. You know, James Madison was the number 21 team in the country. The Lady Texters split a pair of games with them. Lost 2 to Nevada, lost 1 to Long Beach State. But let's be honest, Lady Texters are picked to win Conference USA. And, you know, I wouldn't be shocked to see them go on a roll. And who knows, maybe end up in a regional for a second consecutive season.
Yeah, those early season tournaments, they don't mean much. It's just kind of a test things out, see how, you know, to put the practice into play and all that. So we ain't worried about that. Them Lady Texters will be back.
Yeah, they'll be back. We're going to go ahead and get to our first timeout. When we come back from the break, who knows what we're talking about. We might talk a little bit more signing day. We're going to talk some spring football practice, what we're looking for, what we're excited to see. May take a look at 6:30, actually, into Conference USA football coaches. Who's the best? I think your answer is probably Lane Kiffin.
He's the best at Twitter, that's for sure.
Absolutely. We're going to take a look at the newly proposed red shirt proposal. We haven't had an opportunity to look at that as well. But we'll be right back after this break.
Ram Truck Month is going on now at Brennan Dodge in Ruston with great deals on all Ram trucks. Save $13,000 off MSRP on 17 Ram 1500 Crew Laramie with the EcoDiesel engine and get 26 miles per gallon. Save $11,000 off MSRP on 18 Ram 1500 Crew Bighorn when you trade any make 1500 truck. Save $10,000 off MSRP on 17 Ram 2500 Crew Laramie with the Cummins diesel. Don't miss Ram Truck Month and all the great deals going on now at Brennan Dodge in Ruston.
First National Bank, the uncommon bank, banking on a first-name basis. Uncommon, people, service, and convenience. Uncommon, dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank, beyond banking, with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank, the uncommon bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
Whatever you're doing this year, Fairway Carts in Minden has the vehicle you need. From an easy-go golf cart in gas or electric for the links or around the neighborhood, to easy-go utility carts for tough jobs, to whisper-quiet bad boy buggies for the silent dependability hunters need most, Fairway Carts delivers. Plus a complete line of parts and accessories to make your choice one of a kind. Fairway Carts. Proud to support Tech Athletics. Visit us in Minden or online at fairwaycarts.net.
Feed a big hunger on a small budget with the new menu at Scott's Catfish and Seafood. 9 full meals under $10. Every Tuesday night, buy one burger po' boy or quesadilla, get another burger po' boy or quesadilla at half price. Cool weather's a great time for gumbo and etouffee. And don't forget the catfish and shrimp lunch buffet. No time to dine in? Use the drive-thru and get a family meal starting at $16.99 at Scott's Catfish and Seafood.
Down home cooking from Scott's tonight.
Ruston, West Monroe.
Don't have time to keep up with Louisiana Tech sports the way you'd like to? No worries, just listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts Hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. I'm Ben Carlisle. Louisiana Tech, opening spring practice March 9th, and we'd love to hear from you on the Fairway Carts Hotline or text line, 888-993-7762. We want to know, what's your biggest spring storyline after Louisiana Tech ended their season winning 3 consecutive games, including their 4th consecutive bowl game? Beck, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you tell me. Just give me 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes straight.
10 minutes of stuff. Okay.
Yeah, what you're looking for, what Tech needs to improve on in your eyes, and what you're excited to see this spring.
Ben, I'm going to go right for J-Mar because
I know
I'm going to. So this is his first offseason without baseball, correct?
Yes. If you haven't heard yet, J-Mar Smith is not a part of Louisiana Tech's baseball program
anymore.
Yeah.
Because I personally believe it's going to benefit him to have
spent this.
I mean, why? How could it not?
Yeah, I'm with you.
But I need – Jamar's got to prove some stuff to me, you know?
No, I'm with you.
I mean, you are – okay, let's just give them a little insight. Like, you are a
huge
more of a
– Jamar believer.
Right. You are more of a Jamar believer. I think we even have maybe a small monetary bet on his stats next year. It's in the text messages. I don't even remember the –
Me neither.
The parameters of that bet. But I don't dislike Jamar. I just question potentially the killer instinct.
I don't think you have any you're not going to have anyone challenge you from that perspective.
Right. But I do want him to do well. Like I've told you, like I hope that you are right and I hope that I lose that.
Yeah, I do too. And you know, you look back at this year, and we saw Jamar Smith. You know, he's had, you know, granted, everybody wants to talk about Arkansas 2 years ago, but he now has a 13-game schedule that he has played through. We saw what he did this year. It's no secret that there's some things he needs to improve on. I think when you look at the easier checkdown throws, I think, you know, not only, you know, completing those with high accuracy, but also being willing to take that easy throw, take the check down, whether it was last year to Boston Scott and Jared Kraft, or whether it's fast forward to this year, like Tabor said, possibly Smoke Harris, a Jaquice Dancy type, get the ball into your playmaker's hands. And I think it'll be crucial for us to learn this spring to see if he has learned that, to see if he really has taken that step forward. I'm right there with you that, you know, taking a step away from the baseball program will do a lot for him and his maturity.
I got a text from a buddy that I think he has a good point. You can refute this if you don't like it. But
yeah, let's hear it.
Just as a young player, he just didn't get to his second and third reads very much.
No, I'm with you.
You agree with that?
No, yeah, I'm with you. And I think that's one of the hardest things to do, especially in today's college football.
It's hard to do in the gym when we play. Sometimes when I'm all-time quarterback, it's tough for me. I just pick somebody in my head, you know?
Well, and I think you look at today's college football, a lot of it is your offensive coordinator or your head coach from the sideline is predetermining your reads. And, you know, 80% of the time, those guys are right. They know where to tell you to throw the football. But when plays break down, you have to be able to show that maturity to hang in there, take a helmet to your chin and deliver one down the seam to Teddy Veal or Rashid Bonnet or whoever it may be. And, you know, Jamar struggled with that. I think we saw one game, maybe FAU, and that was a game that wasn't really close. But, you know, he threw for 350 that night. I think he showed some maturity against Western Kentucky leading a late drive.
We know he can do it.
Exactly. That's the thing. You know the talent is there, but the talent has to carry itself over four quarters.
Right. And, yeah, so, yeah. Exactly. We could go on forever about that. And like, so I really hope that the off season proves him well. He had a good season last year, so he can certainly build on that. At least from the confidence standpoint of just like having a year of just running that offense. We have reason to believe he was a little bit banged up towards the end of the year, as most players are, just from the constant grind. So hoping to get him just completely.
Well, I think you look at his season as a whole, and you say he had a pretty good year, and that's where I'm at. You know, he had 3,300 total yards. He had 22 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and I think he lost 5 fumbles. Now, we saw, I think, 4 of those fumbles in the first 2-3 games.
Right.
And that was something that he cleaned up a lot, especially, you know, towards the middle, towards the end of the part of the year. So from a turnover standpoint, I think you have to be happy. But, you know, if you're trying not to turn the football over, well, you're limiting yourself to some degree, and I think that goes back to finding the second and third read and having that confidence to stare down the barrel and deliver a strike. And I think, you know, sometimes it gets overlooked, and I've said this ad nauseum a lot throughout the year, that he's a sophomore.
Right.
And there's something to be said that, yeah, Cody Sokol didn't have any career starts, but Cody Sokol was a fifth-year senior who was 23 years old.
Watched a lot of film.
Yeah, he had seen it all. And, you know, he didn't get on the field at Iowa, but he's still practicing against – Big Ten players, and he's getting reps. And there's something to be said about being a 23-year-old fifth-year senior like we had seen the previous 3 years with Cody Sokol, Ryan Higgins, and Jeff Driscoll. So those three guys, you know, are probably, I'm not going to say they're outliers. We've seen those kind of numbers they put up year after year from the Tech quarterback position. But what I will say is we haven't seen a sophomore quarterback play the position since the Luke McCown days.
Right. And just, I mean, to be fair, I'm still hard on him. I get that, but I think with good reason. But to be fair.
Well, you're going to lose the bet, so it doesn't matter.
Part of the reason why I think it's so easy to be critical is because there were so many games where another or a separated by one or two plays, always on offense, but it was we could point to earlier in the fourth quarter if that wouldn't have thrown that interception, we would have got a field goal
and
there.
I think that's part of playing the quarterback position.
Right. Yeah, you can't. I mean, you can pick them apart. Hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah.
All that.
And you're going to always view a quarterback in a much harsher light than you're going to view any other position, because that's just the position that gets all the credit for the wins. You know, you look at Tom Brady, he's won 5 Super Bowls. Well, you know, he has, but there's 52 others helping him.
Right.
So,
no doubt.
And going elsewhere, for my spring storylines, I think one of the biggest keys, and it was mentioned on signing day, I think it's pass rusher, opposite of Jalen Ferguson. Tech, you know, I'm not going to say they had a bad year rushing the passer, but when you look at their season, they only had, let me get it pulled up right here, 24 sacks in 13 games. So that's less than 2 sacks a game when you have Jalen Ferguson, who is probably heading into this 2017 season, was one of the premier pass rushers in all of college football. I think he was looked at as a guy that if he had another big year, he was off to the NFL. Yeah, off to the NFL, potential first-round pick. So how does Tech, increase their pass rushing capabilities? And I think Blake Baker mentioned it at the signing day social. He said, I got to do a better job at getting Jalen into positions to where he has more one-on-one matchup-friendly.
I mean, was that it? Was he just double-teamed all day long?
I'm not going to say that's all the entirety of it. You know, J.J. Watt's double-teamed, but, a lot of times when you put two guys on a guy and you're chipping him, well, that's essentially 3 guys, and you're going to struggle to rush the passer. And I think another thing you look at is, Tech didn't play those premier passing teams that they played a year ago where Western Kentucky would throw it 65 times a game or whoever it may be, North Texas throw it 60 times a game. And so I think to a degree his opportunities were limited. But the big question for me this spring is finding a pass rusher opposite of him. And Deldrick Canty has moved on to graduation. We look at, I'm going to get it pulled up real quick right here. You look at, Matthew Yadarga. He's a younger guy, defensive end. I know he earned a scholarship. He's a guy that could potentially step up. You look at Eric Kinzer, a guy that showed some potential as a freshman with 4 sacks. I know he's limited sometimes this year due to injury. It's just, I feel like Tech really has to have an opportunity to find a way to rush the pass. And we have a text from one of our listeners, Colin in Monroe. He says a healthy O-line will help a lot. Colin Cowherd from Monroe said a healthy O-line will help Jamar a lot, and you failed to mention
that. A healthy O-line would help me back there.
Well, you don't even ever mention that Tech didn't start the same 5 on the offensive line for 2 consecutive games.
Because that doesn't help my case. If I mentioned that, it wouldn't help my case.
Well, I'm glad you're honest. So back to the defensive end spot. Matthew Yadarga, Eric Kinzer, and one guy I'm looking forward to is big 2016 recruit, 3-star Willie Baker. You look at what Willie Baker, some of his offers that he had out of high school. Let me just name a couple.
Will you please?
Arizona, Arizona State, Arkansas, Kansas State. Ever heard of Louisville? Ever he could have rushed Lamar Jackson in practice. Ever heard of Michigan? He had them. You name it, Tennessee, North Carolina State. He was recruited by everyone in the country. Tech lands him. Hasn't made a huge impact in his first 2 years, but I think, year 3 in the system, it's going to be an opportunity for him to prove himself as that end opposite of Ferguson in that strong side spot that he can really rush the passer.
Ferguson's dying for somebody to be putting some pressure on the other side just to help.
Well, it helps him out a lot.
No doubt it does.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's one thing I'm going to be really watching throughout this spring is, we're going to watch the growth of Jamar, and then I'm really excited to see the potential of what Tech can do on the defensive line. I know Tech signed 3 junior college linebackers in this signing class. When you look at Brandon Floyd, Connor Taylor, Trey Baldwin, three linebackers that are going to contribute right away. think we have to expect them to contribute right away. Possibly all three could start. But I think that's also going to add to the defensive line being able to pressure more. It's going to give Coach Baker the opportunity to, whether it's bringing a Meek off an edge or whether it's bringing linebackers or safeties, it's going to give you an opportunity to prioritize rushing the quarterback when you know you got linebackers that are solid in coverage, and then you have Legarius Sneed and Meek Roberts and Darrell Lewis in that secondary that can really go up, play ball hawk, really shut down some quality receivers.
On the offensive side, my storyline, get your popcorn ready. Bonnet's going off.
I like to hear it. We're going to go ahead. We're going to take our second timeout. When we come back from the break, we're going to take a look at this newly proposed red shirt. We're going to give our opinions on it. We're going to take a look at all 14 Conference USA football coaches and give you who we think is the best. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 97.7.
At First National Bank, part of being the uncommon bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, medcamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
Sports Talk 977 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you know has been injured in an accident or has been the victim of medical malpractice, do what thousands of others have done. Go Guerrero.
Hey Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Ford.
It's Ford Truck Month. Come see our huge selection at Jim Taylor in Ruston. Save $9,000 off MSRP on a 2018 F-150. Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, a 2017 F-150, $33,987, a 2017 Super Duty, $10,000 off MSRP. And remember, your Lifted Truck headquarters is right here in Ruston.
If this tag is on your car, you know you got a great deal and great service at Jim Taylor Ford Lincoln in Ruston.
Price plus TT&L, dock and notary fees. Stock number 17362, 17208, 18062. Off MSRP includes all factory rebates to dealer. Must finance through Ford Credit with approved credit to qualify.
There are no bigger tech fans than the Timms family at Fairway Carts in Minden. And there's no better place to buy a new golf cart, side-by-side, or utility cart than Fairway Carts. Fairway sells nothing but the best. Easy-go golf cars for the links or the neighborhood. Bad boy buggies for that off-roading you do. And Cushman utility carts that mean work. Come see our full line at Fairway Carts in Minden. And go Bulldogs! Visit us online at fairwaycarts.net.
Skydiving is the bomb, but it ain't free. So when I'm not falling belly to earth, I'm looking for ways to get the most out of my money. As you might imagine, I've got some pretty lofty expectations when it comes to CDs. That's why I landed at First Guarantee Bank.
10 seconds!
From high-performing CD rates to extraordinary customer service, at First Guarantee Bank, they are downright fanatical when it comes to delivering sound banking solutions.
Cross your arms and grab your harness. Go, go, go!
Drop by your local First Guarantee Bank today and get fanatical rates on a one-year CD at 1.55 annual percentage yield. Call 888-375-3093 or go to fgb.net to learn more. First Guarantee Bank, home of fanatical banking. The minimum balance required to open the account during the advertised annual percentage yield is $500. New money only. Member FDIC.
Get ready for a healthy dose of Louisiana Tech sports. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank, is back on the radio. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back. Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Show number 23, final show of the year. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes with you live in the Sports Talk 97.7 studios. John Tabor producing. Last segment, we told you the keys to Louisiana Tech as they head into spring practice that begins March 9th. As always, you can join us at bleedtechblue.com, only $9.95 a month. Join us yearly, $8.33 a month. Not a better deal out there. For coverage of Louisiana Tech sports. in a couple of weeks, we'll begin coming out with our spring storyline articles, and we'll have them all the way up through April 14th spring game, when I know Beck Haynes will be on the sideline with me in the friendly inside the friendly confines of Joe I. Stadium.
I'll be there.
Yeah, April 14th, the spring game. I know we failed to mention that in the open. So, Beck, a little more college football. You know, it seems like the season ended, I think, 2-3 weeks ago, but it never ends.
Let's bring it back in the studio tonight.
Yeah, let's bring it back, and we're bringing it back. We had the opportunity to talk last week, or maybe it might have been the week before, about the newly proposed transfer rule where, you know, I think it was the Iowa State athletic director along with the Baylor athletic director had this great grand idea to allow players to transfer basically at any point. And what were we saying?
I thought it was if their coach left.
Yeah, it was if their coach left or if their coach got fired.
Right.
But, you know, they're free to transfer and they could go anywhere as long as they didn't follow their coach. And I think you and I came to the consensus that that's just an horrendous idea, an idea that will not get passed. And basically, when we vote for it, it ain't passing.
When you and I vote for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, looking at a little more, you look at the AFCA, which is the Coaches Association. I don't know if you know the chairman, the executive director, Todd Berry, former ULM coach. The coaches across the country have proposed a new rule for red shirts. I don't know if you've heard about
this. No, I hadn't even heard about it.
Well, let me fill you in a little bit. So the new proposed rule is that a player can play up to 4 games during a season and still retain their status as a red shirt, which will allow them to preserve their 4 years of eligibility.
What's the current rule?
Current rule, if a player participates in a single play, they lose that year of eligibility, which is I think that's a little harsh. I think if you play one play, you lose your eligibility unless you get hurt is ridiculous. But I know that Todd Berry said that, you know, it was unanimous. Coaches are in support of players being allowed to play 4 games.
Yeah, because it benefits absolutely everybody.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at. And I think it gives you a deeper
– 4 games is a lot of games.
It is, but my thing is this. You know, how do you pick and choose where these players play? You can't just insert them in games 10, 11, 12 in your bowl game. Like,
but you don't want to, like, get used to them at the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And, you know, you could see how they progress over the year. There's a lot of different dynamics, a lot of different questions as to how coaching staffs will use it.
If you think for a second programs aren't going to sandbag that rule to the end of the season, especially in talent-rich programs, you're fooling yourself.
Well, no, I'm with you.
What you mean sandbag?
Like, have players that you know you're going to play at the end of the year, but keep them underneath that year of eligibility.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, you look to the national.
Basically, fresh legs.
Yeah, exactly. And for the programs like Alabama, that could play.
They can go 4 and 5 deep at positions.
Yeah, and you look at Alabama with Tua and Devontae Smith out of a meet. They caught the national championship touchdown. Those are two guys that they could have held on, you know. Granted, Tua wasn't going to start, but Smith only caught 8 balls on the year, but lost a year of eligibility. Well, say you throw a guy like him in game 10, he's a guy that could potentially be another playmaker down the stretch.
Tua burned up his red shirt.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. You.
And according to this proposal,
yeah,
he'd still have 4 years.
The other thing is covering for injuries.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, you have to think about the dynamic of in today's world of college football. So many guys have decided to, you know, skip out on bowl games. Well, this gives you an opportunity to replenish your roster, if it may be,
right,
and play some of those so-called freshmen that, you know, might not would have got a ton of playing time if they were behind this guy, but this guy decides to not play, so he steps in as a starter and is a positive contributor, and then he doesn't, you know, lose that year.
So is that going to get passed, or is it just like, hey, we like this idea, we all voted and we liked it?
You know, I think that, you know, for the most part, you know, Tabor, you can add, you know, what you know, but I think that it's a proposal that's going to get passed, and I think you'll see it maybe into effect in 2018.
See, I'm with Beck, man. 4 games, just
that's a lot.
That's enough of a. Yeah, that's 33% of your season.
Yeah, yeah, that's enough where you can, like, really
game plan right, and you know, where a strategic how you play guys within those 4 games. You know, going into the season, I'm only going to play this certain player for four games to keep him eligible for a fifth year.
I think it needs to be like a 50-play limit or something. You know what I'm saying? Not, like plays, not necessarily
I think
games.
Just meet in the middle and go two games.
Yeah. Cause, well, and if you look at four games, like, you can make a huge impact.
Absolutely.
And
a season change, not just a game changing.
Especially the must-win
impact.
Games you got to get
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
That's you can make season-changing impacts as a player.
Well, it's like you said, you
just make them, just give them another year of eligibility.
Well, heck, we look at college kids. You know, if you're playing 4 years, you're playing 48 games. Then you play bowl games. You're playing 52. This is giving a kid a 56-game career, where and then his four games in his freshman year gives him just outstanding experience. And you know, let's take for instance Florida State this year. Okay, they're 4-7 with four games to go, whatever they were. I know they end up making a bowl game, but Jimbo could have, if he stayed at Florida State, he could have easily thrown in those four freshmen, and he's got a jump start, or that for those four games, he's got a jump start on 2018, and
right.
that's crucial. And we see it. There's you're only going to learn so much on the scout team. When you get in and can perform in live game situation, I think it's big. And I think, you know,
how's it going to affect recruiting?
Yeah.
You walk in and say, hey.
Yeah, you can play the four games this year.
I can't tell you that you'll play every snap, but I can guarantee you that I'll play you four games this your first year so you can save your eligibility.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a recruiting tool.
Well, and you look at, you know, Barry looks at it as this, you know, it's not fair to ask a student athlete this question. I've run out of people. I know it's the 11th game, but I need 10 snaps out of you. So you end up wasting his year of eligibility.
That's not four games.
Exactly. and I think that it fails to mention, you know, that's not four games. That's 10 plays, which if you have it as two games, yeah, he fills in for an injury, and then you're done with it. You can figure out somebody else to replace in the following week.
I guess I don't mind personally a player making a game-changing impact and still keeping a year of eligibility, but when you play four games and have the potential to make a season-changing impact, well, then that should count as part of your season of playing.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. And Barry, you know, went on in this article to talk about how, you know, there are 59 FBS coaches, including 28 from the Power Five. And there's no surprise to me that the Power Five's for it. Why would you not be? Because you look at the Power Five level, they're faced with injuries, just like, you know, anybody else. But, you know, also at a Power 5 school, they tend to have a quicker trigger when it comes to firing a coach. So they're going to look to win as many games as possible. You can't fault the coach for that as well. But I think four games is a little much. I'm with both of you. I think settle somewhere in the middle, two, maybe three, maybe a play limit like Beck said. But, you know.
Two games plus one play.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
What I would hate. If this goes, like you just said, if this goes into effect in 2018 season, I would hate to have been a freshman this year.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
I'd be mad.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. You can't ever figure out what these things are going to do. But, you know, it's on the table. I think, you know, Barry says that this needs to pass, and he thinks that, you know, it will pass. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see that go down here relatively soon. I think they're host a meet on it again, maybe around May or June. So
it'll be interesting because they'll all be for it because it'll feel like it'll benefit their team. But then to think about how many of them are going to probably lose games or may lose games because the other team is able to do this, you know?
Yeah, and they'll end up being some type of pushback, right. Like you said, once coaches really figure it out. No paper, it looks really good. But it's an interesting discussion, you know, nonetheless. And one other thing I wanted to point out, I was – scrolling through Twitter today, and I'm going through Football Scoop. I don't know if y'all follow Football Scoop online. Those guys do a great job, and Scott Russell down there, they do an outstanding job at, you know, not only covering coaching hires and everything else, but came across an article from Zach Barnett at Football Scoop, and he was talking about the tenure of college football coaches. Just take a guess at what the average tenure is for a college football coach in today's landscape of college football.
It's going to be a shocking number. I'm going to say 2 years.
I'm going to say about on par with the NFL players, about 3.5.
26 months, so a little over two years.
You're right on the dot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And that's just, you know, you look back in the olden days of Bobby Bowden, you know, Steve.
Man, that's just.
2 years ain't nothing.
You don't even get a full recruiting cycle.
No.
and you're out of there.
I wonder what that average was 30 years ago.
I know. And I'll go back and look at it and see, but it's certainly interesting. The average college football coach has been on the job for 26 months. And it's crazy to think about. You look at the longest tenured coach in college football, Kirk Ferentz at Iowa, Mr. 7-5 himself, was hired back in 1998. Skip Holtz currently ranks 37th in the country from a tenure standpoint. He was hired December 14th, 2012. So I think it's pretty crazy when you look around the landscape of college football right now, and the average median is coaches be honest with you, they haven't been on the job very long, and a lot of programs currently rebuilding, which is just crazy, crazy to think about.
It's tough business to be in, Ben. That's why you and I aren't coaching.
Well, do you want to start coaching?
We could. We start at the Pee Wee level and move on up.
Absolutely. So certainly some interesting discussion, especially on that redshirt rule. Again, it's been proposed redshirts will be allowed to play for 4 games while maintaining their eligibility status, whereas right now players are able to only play 1 play before losing that status. So we're going to take a quick timeout. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk some Duck and Dog basketball. We're going to break down last week. We're going to take a look ahead to this week. We're going to take a look at where both the Lady Texters and the men's basketball team stand in the Conference USA schedule. With just about 2 or 3 weeks remaining, you're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 97.7.
Ram Truck Month is going on now at Brennan Dodge in Ruston, and it's a great time to buy with big savings. 18 Dodge Charger is only $23,727. 18 Jeep Cherokee is only $21,277. 18 Journey is only $19,477. And an 18 Grand Caravan is only $22,727. We also have several incentives you may qualify for, so go to BrennanDodge.com for details and don't miss Ram Truck Month, going on now. And remember, every new vehicle purchase gets a lifetime oil change at Brennan Dodge in Ruston.
The Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show is brought to you in part by O'Neill Gas. O'Neill Gas offers propane delivery to homes and businesses throughout North Louisiana. For more information, go to O'NeillGas.com.
Feed a big hunger on a small budget with the new menu at Scott's Catfish and Seafood. 9 full meals under $10. Every Tuesday night, buy 1 burger po' boy or quesadilla, get another burger po' boy or quesadilla at half price. Cool weather's a great time for gumbo and etouffee. And don't forget the catfish and shrimp lunch buffet. No time to dine in? Use the drive-thru and get a family meal starting at $16.99 at Scott's Catfish and Seafood.
Down home cooking from Scott's tonight.
Ruston, West Monroe.
Wobo Tire Service has been a proud Tech sponsor for over 60 years. When Tech hits the court, it's game on. This weekend, make sure your vehicle is game ready. Let the knowledgeable staff at Wobo Tire get you safely to and from the game. With brake repair, alignment, computer diagnostic, plus all your major brands of tires, including Michelin and BF Goodrich. Wobo Tire Service Superstore, a name you can trust. Ruston, West Monroe, or visit WoboTire.com.
First National Bank, the uncommon bank, banking on a first-name basis. Uncommon, people, service, and convenience. Uncommon, dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank, beyond banking, with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank, the uncommon bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
Want to find out stuff about tech sports your neighbor doesn't know? Keep it right here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Dunkin' Dogs back home Thursday night, 8 p.m. when they host UAB. Their final home weekend of the season. Your final 2 chances to see Jacoby Boykins in a home Bulldog uniform inside the Thomas Assembly Center.
Boykins!
Boykins is a stud. But looking back last week at the Dunkin' Dogs, you look back to 83-65 win over Charlotte. Two of the most egregious technical foul calls.
That is the biggest word I've ever heard you use.
Well, get used to it. Because those were egregious, and they were terrible. Jacoby Boykins gets one terrible call in the first half, one terrible.
I actually didn't see the video of the first one.
Oh, brutal.
I was not able to attend the game.
Might have been worse than the second one.
Really?
Yeah, it was awful.
Go into detail, please.
Charlotte player goes up for a shot. Boykins basically swats his ball. You know, he swats it, and basically, you know, no foul called. Takes off back down the court. And next thing you know, Mr. Boykins is teed up. And I know it's crazy how viral this went. And we're going to ask Coach Conkle, you know, what they do from a, you know, coaching standpoint as far as protocol in the next segment. But, you know, this goes viral. I wake up the next day and you see it on ESPN. You see Deadspin carrying it. Heck, yesterday on Monday, I see Jay Billis retweet it. And retweet it, whatever you want to call it. He gets over 1,000 retweets. And it's just, like, that tells you how bad the call was.
Right, especially for a school like Tech to get that much. I mean, you see bad calls in every single game. But I watched the video of the second one, which I'm sure that was posted on the La Tech Sports stuff. And I was, listen to the announcer is really interesting because, you know, he just smiled. And then it shows a video of Boykins from the other side, and he didn't even smile.
Yeah.
And
he certainly didn't open his mouth.
He may have glanced, which, come on.
Who cares?
Got to make sure the guy's okay on the ground.
Got to make eye contact, respectful.
The worst part of this whole ordeal was that the guy that called the technical was about 30 yards behind Boykins.
Oh, my God.
That's an exaggeration.
Don't even get me started.
30 feet behind Boykins.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible. It was terrible. But I will say, Tommy McClellan, Louisiana Tech athletic director, I thought he did a nice job in handling this situation. He went on the radio Saturday night before the Old Dominion game. He explained, you know, what Tech did from their standpoint as far as, you know, both he and Coach Conkle talked to the executive director of officials for Conference USA. They were able to, you know, voice their displeasure, if you may put it that way, with the conference office, and it was just, you know, it was they did what they had to do, and they handled it in the right manner, which was nice to see. And you know, Tommy did a great job with that. And I know that official is scheduled to work Tech's game on February 22nd at UTEP in El Paso, so it'll be interesting to see how that works out. But Boykins was allowed to return to the playing field.
Like, pretty quickly that was decided.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, almost immediately.
And I think I heard Coach Conkle talk this morning how really you're not supposed to be suspended for the following game unless it is fighting. So, you know, he was treated correctly, which was nice to see. And
also, props to Boykins for just walking out.
Well, I think, you know, you have calls like that. I think that's all you can do. We've seen Jacoby. He plays the game hard. He plays it with passion, but he did handle that very maturely, and it was nice to see on his half. So he returned Saturday night against Old Dominion, an Old Dominion team that I know you didn't have the opportunity to be at the game, Beck, but they're good. They're real good.
Yeah.
What their coach, his name escapes me right now, but what they're doing up there in Norfolk, Virginia, is certainly impressive. I know Virginia transfer B.J. Stith, he came into this game, I think he was averaging around 14 points per game. He does, you know, you can see why he went to Virginia, one of the top programs in the country out of high school. Very physical, you know, three guard or small forward. Trey Porter at center, I believe he's a George Mason transfer, big 6'11 guy. Is doing, you know, he had a masterful game. You know, Tech doesn't have a ton of size inside with the loss of Janiah White a couple weeks ago, but Jeff Jones and his squad are certainly, you know,
efficient.
Well, they're efficient, and I've had the opportunity to watch Tech play Middle Tennessee, Old Dominion, and Western Kentucky, which are the three top teams in Conference USA right now. Granted, I saw Old Dominion in person, and, you know, we'll have the opportunity to see Middle in person on Saturday, but what I saw from Old Dominion, just the physical nature of their guards, they're hard-nosed. They defend you. They're going to defend you, you know, in the half court as well as Tech's going to be defended all year. That's a really good basketball team. I wouldn't be surprised to see Jeff Jones and his team dancing come March.
Right. Ben, I heard a comment from a few, like you said, I wasn't able to be there. Heard a couple comments from a few people about the atmosphere on Saturday night.
Well, and you know, that's something else I want to talk about a little bit. Beck, we grew up in, we went to Tech during a fun time to follow the Dog and Dogs. I'll put
Speedy
it that way.
Speedy Smith, Michael Kaiser.
Yeah, and, you know, Mike White did an outstanding job.
Mike White.
Yeah, you know, it was a fun time. I remember, you know, I remember a Marshall game fondly. I think there was over 7,000 in the Tech. You remember the Iona NIT game when there was over 5,000 in the Tech. It was just an outstanding atmosphere.
Lit.
And I know that there was over 4,000 announced for the Thomas Assembly Center Saturday night against Old Dominion. And we can debate all night where there are 4,100 inside the Thomas Assembly Center. I don't think any of that matters. What matters to me, from my perspective, and, you know, it falls on me. It falls on pretty much.
Falls on me. I wasn't even there.
Yeah, it falls on pretty much any of us. But support this team. This is a young team. I get it. They're 15-11. Tech wants to be 23-3 at this point, but the fact of the matter is they're not. I think Coach Conkle is doing an admirable job. You look at only one senior in Jacoby Boykins. We've mentioned it. They lost Jalen Harris, in case you didn't hear. Daquan Bracey missed five straight games in conference play. I don't know if you had an opportunity to watch Bracey on Saturday night, but props to him. He's gutting it out right now. There's not a whole lot in the tank. His back's bothering him in a major way. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't play Thursday night against UAB. He's in rough shape, but he's a team guy. But from a fan perspective, you know, the atmosphere in the TAC should be loads and loads and loads better than it is. And I'm a huge basketball fan. I'll be honest with you. I enjoy watching basketball, like, from an in-person point of view, just as much as football, maybe more.
Well, the other thing is, like, I've been to other college basketball games, and the TAC is literally one of, like, there's not really a bad seat in the house, honestly. And so, life gets in the way, for sure. But, you know, I think about even going towards the next year with only losing Boykins, who, you know, Boykins is one of my favorite players. But
he is.
A lot of these guys are coming back, and with some new faces. So, I don't know. I think there's a chance to really build some camaraderie and with fans knowing these guys and seeing them kind of develop, especially with all the young guys that are contributing right now. So, I don't know. That's what I think about that.
Yeah, and you look at the Conference USA standings right now. Tech's currently in eighth place, picked to finish fourth in the preseason. There's still five games to go. When you look at Tech's schedule, as we mentioned, UAB Thursday night, Middle Tennessee Saturday, before they wrap up conference play with three straight road games at UTEP, at UTSA, at Southern Miss. It's no secret Tech has struggled to win on the road, only 1-7 this year, but that's an easier road trip when you look at the struggles UTEP's had at 2-10. I know UTSA beat Tech at the buzzer a few weeks ago inside the Thomas Assembly Center. They're 7-5 in the league, and then we saw what Tech did to Southern Miss a few weeks ago. So I'd expect Tech to win two of those last three. If some way Tech can find a way to win two, I think you could see them climb up in that five spot. You're not going to get all the way to the top four in the standings. It's not realistic at this point. But I'm excited to see how they finish this season, and I'm excited to get back into the Thomas Assembly Center Thursday night and have an opportunity to watch these guys and see how they rebound after a tough loss to Old Dominion. Just real quick before we get to the break, before we get to Coach Eric Conkle, who's scheduled to join us at 7, as we mentioned in the open, Lady Texters knock off a good Rice program last Wednesday night. They knock off UTEP Saturday. Lady Texters are 7-5 in the league. They're in sixth place overall. I think the Texters have played the most games in the league, which is just downright ridiculous how Conference USA does women's scheduling. But they're 7-5, 16-9 overall. Brooke, like we mentioned, Beck, we're really excited with what she's doing for the program.
I hope she stays here a long time. I really do. Talking about coaches' tenure, I know probably basketball's a little different, but
I think she will. You look at, you know, she's a Tech graduate. She played point guard for the Lady Texters in the glory days, and What better than to bring back one of the most nationally known women's basketball programs than do it at your alma mater?
That's the thing. Is like, it's not like, I mean, she can leave for a bigger and better job if she keeps up the success, but it's like, I mean, Tech used to be premier, you know, and that. So it's like, this is a, like you said, this is a chance to really bring back the Lady Texters program.
Absolutely. So the Texters will host Charlotte Thursday at 4:30 before hosting Southern Miss at 2:30 p.m. Saturday afternoon. So if you're in Ruston, you're looking to watch some basketball, both the Lady Texters and the Duncan Dogs in action Thursday and Saturday before the Lady Texters wrap up their conference schedule the following week. They'll travel to UAB and to Rice before getting set for the Conference USA tournament in Frisco. We're going to go ahead and get to a quick timeout. When we come back from the break, we'll be speaking with head coach of the Duncan Dogs, Eric Conkle, as he and his team get ready to host UAB on Thursday night. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 97.7.
You cheer for your team. You root for your team. You live for your team. You're a Louisiana Tech fan. Your Louisiana Tech Dairy Queen restaurants in Monroe, West Monroe, Ruston, Bossier City, and Shreveport invite you to try our fan food favorites. Locally owned and operated by Louisiana Tech alumni, Dairy Queen is proud of all Louisiana Tech athletes. Come by one of our locations and support the businesses who support Louisiana Tech. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
This is Steve Brennan with Brennan Dodge. Our used car department is loaded with several cars, trucks, and SUVs. We can meet any budget with cash cars, low payments, extended terms, and even certified pre-owned Jeeps, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram models with additional warranty up to 80,000 miles. All of our used cars go through extensive inspection, and you'll get a copy of it along with the Carfax, so you know you're buying a quality used car. And every purchase comes with free oil changes for life. Come check out our inventory or go online at BrennanDodge.com and buy with confidence at Brennan Dodge in Ruston.
The paper market will make you smile. Party products for your lifestyle. Everything you need to celebrate that special moment or holiday. Any celebration will do. We're ready for you. Celebrate everything. We'll design it at the paper market. Celebrate everything. You can find it at the paper market.
Hey, Mom.
Just calling to remind you about Valentine's Day.
Oh, I already got Jen a nice Valentine's gift at the paper market.
Well, good, but don't forget all the other special people, the kids' teachers and your clients.
Oh, Mom, I don't have time.
Son, the paper market has beautiful candy and balloon bouquets that are ready to go.
Well, that sounds easy. I'll pick up something for you, too.
I don't want anything. Chocolate.
What?
Celebrate everything you can find it at the paper market.
Speedy Oil Change and Tune-Up is committed to helping you preserve the life of your vehicle by offering the highest quality preventative maintenance services with tune-ups, headlamp restoration with lifetime warranty, power steering flush, plus Speedy's 17-point oil change. Have bumps in the road? Knock your wheels out of alignment? Get your ride back on the straight and narrow at Speedy in Ruston, 315 North Service Road East, now offering alignment.
Speedy Oil Change and Tune-Up.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed & Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubok Ruston Monroe, 97.7.
You gotta love it. Tech sports, that is. That's why there's Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts Hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Louisiana Tech Duncan Dogs will be back in action Thursday night, 8 p.m. inside the Thomas Assembly Center when they host UAB. And now joining us on the Fairway Carts Hotline is the head coach, Eric Conkle. How are you doing tonight, Coach?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing this evening?
Oh, doing pretty good. I know a lot has went down since we last spoke. And, you know, you look at last Tuesday, big man center Janiah White, certainly one of our favorites here at Bleed Tech Blue. I know he's one of a fan favorite here in Ruston. Had to make the tough decision to step away from the game that he loves, the game of basketball. Just from your point of view, tell our listeners a little bit about what kind of young man Janai is and what he really meant to not only you but the program as well over your first three years here at Louisiana Tech.
Well, you know, my time at Tech has been with Janiyah the entire time. Him and Jacoby Boykin will both be honored on senior night this Saturday. But, you know, Janiyah, he's been through an awful lot. And one of the things that inspires people is great positivity and great attitude. He's been dealt so much adversity off the court, and he always comes to the Thomas Assembly Center or on campus or anybody he greets with a smile and a kind gesture, and that's who he is. And he is also a very competitive person, basketball player. He aspires to be a coach one day, and I think he's going to be a great one. I think he'll be successful no matter what he chooses to do.
Coach, big controversy in Ruston on Thursday night. You know we got to ask about it. From just, I know you can't go into detail maybe as much as you'd like, but just from a coaching perspective, Ben mentioned it earlier. You know that referee is gonna coach or gonna ref another Tech game coming up in the near future. So as a coach, how do you handle something like that? When is it tough to suppress your raw emotions? You know the publicity that call got this week. Just kind of run us through what your mindset is about all that.
Well, I know every time that you go within the lines of a basketball game, there's variables, and there's variables that you can control as a coach and as a player or as an official. And everybody's got a tough job. Everybody's trying to do their very best. Sometimes, or a lot of times, there's disagreements on what that might be. And, you know, whether I agree or not with a certain call, there is can be controversy at times. There can be drama at times in games, and that's really what makes, in a small sense, what makes sports so attractive to watch and great. But with that particular play, and I just want to be clear, obviously there's discussion during games and after games. We've got a great conference. We've got terrific leadership in the league, and there's always an opportunity for feedback, and that's for good, that's for bad, that's for indifferent, that's really to educate all of us and our players and be able to give feedback, get feedback, and those types of things happen with me and the director of officials, our athletic director, and the conference commissioner, just to discuss certain things because the rules change all the time, the emphasis has changed within the season, and we want to be on top of all those things so that we can better educate ourselves and our players going forward.
And, Coach, you know, getting back to the season, you look at this season, it's definitely been, you know, the toughest year of your 3 years in Ruston. Just so many different variables that have went down that were definitely not anticipated. But just talking a little bit about your freshmen, Amari Archibald, Anthony DeRuji, Xavion Christian, and Jacoby Pemberton, four freshmen that, you know, might not have been expected to play huge roles when the season began back in November. But fast forward here to the middle of February, and those four guys are seeing some big minutes on a night-in and night-out basis. Talk about the growth and maturity of those guys and, you know, maybe a little bit into how difficult it is to get, you know, freshmen to understand that when they step into the world of Division I college basketball to know their role and how you coach those guys to fill their role in a sufficient manner.
Well, I'm really proud of that group of freshmen and our entire team. You know, we talked about a little bit earlier about how you just got to control what you can control, and from the very beginning, those guys have really controlled their attitude and their effort every day in practice, in trying to get better. And that's really our number one goal always, is just find ways to get better. I mean, all those guys early in the season were behind other guys. We're just trying to figure out college basketball. You can look at all four of those guys had games early in the season where they either didn't get in the game or got in very few minutes, but just kept plugging away and kept trying to get better and better each day. And like I tell them all the time, the basketball season is a long one, and you just got to stay ready because your number could be called. And when it's called, you want to be prepared. And all four of those guys have done that. Anthony DeRuji and Amari Archibald, of course, have started a good number of games now. Xavion Christian started some games in December. And Jacoby Pemberton has found himself in crucial parts of games here throughout conference play. So, you know, we've been down to really eight or nine scholarship players recently, and all four of those freshmen are getting a lot of time, and we're counting on them big. And I've told them they're no longer freshmen. They got to feel like at least sophomores now, and they're playing like it.
And you mentioned being down eight or nine scholarship players. I know, you know, obviously you're in the middle of the season, and you can't really speak specifically from a recruiting standpoint about player-specific names. But going into this offseason, you know, when things do wrap up, hopefully with an NCAA tournament berth, what are you guys really looking to fill from a position standpoint in the late recruiting period?
Well, we have two scholarships available right now, and our staff is active every single week. I was at a game last night. Our other coaches, we separate and figure out different times and tier those times so that we have everybody else at practice and maybe one or two coaches out on the road. But, you know, we're looking for a great guard and another front court player to provide some depth. You know, going into this year, I really felt like we were going to have some terrific depth, and that was the plan. And but, you know, that didn't work out exactly that way. But I feel like we're developing our young players through this experience, and we're looking for some guys that can be able to come in and provide that type of depth for next year.
And here we are, five games left in the regular season, obviously. Two final home games, Thursday night against UAB, Saturday night against Middle Tennessee. Final question before we let you get out of here. What are you looking for from your team down the stretch in these last five regular season games and into the conference tournament in March?
Well, we're looking to try to get better each day. And for us right now, that's to build that consistency. You know, we've had some really good moments. We've strung together some good games. But we just want to have possession by possession, have a look and feel of consistency on both ends of the floor, from the defensive end of being active, being able to finish plays with either a turnover or a rebound, and on the offensive end, taking care of the basketball. And, you know, we've been up and down with that throughout the year. We've had some great stretches, but against the very best teams in critical moments, we've got to be able to take care of that ball. And those have really been our two emphases, and just want to continue to play like a team and play for each other and just find a way to get better here down the home stretch.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we thank you for joining us on Bleed Tech Blue Radio tonight, and good luck Thursday night against UAB and as you guys head down the stretch in conference play.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me. Thanks so much for all that you do.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach. Eric Conkle, head coach of the Duncan Dawgs, 15-11, 6-7 in conference play, host UAB Thursday night, 8 p.m. tip-off, CBS Sports Network. Beck, you and I have seen it. When UAB comes to the TAC, it seems like the Ruston community shows up and shows out, and that's something I'm certainly looking forward to Thursday night.
Yeah, I've said it before, BC. They're kind of like a rival, you know? I know they're a conference rival for sure.
No, I think it's a rivalry.
It's a rivalry. Is it? Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong.
I think it's more of a rivalry on the hardwood than
right.
The
I agree with that.
Field.
I agree with that. Even though they did beat us on that block field goal.
Yeah. Year.
Okay, but correct me if I'm wrong. Is this the team? Is UAB when Raheem Appleby dunked on that dude, like on the baseline?
That was Western Kentucky, I believe. I think I know what you're talking about, but that was a sick dunk. I think we were sitting together
sure?
with Slate that
yeah.
night. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that was
okay,
Western Kentucky.
All right. Well, then either way, UAB come to the TAC.
Yeah, and I think Coach Conkle mentioned it, you know, one of his last sentences there, talking about, you know, down the stretch in conference play, not turning the basketball over. You look and rewind back to Saturday night and the loss to Old Dominion. Tech played really, really well in that game late, but it was just the turnovers in the first half and probably the first 10 minutes of the second half that really did Tech in. On the night, Tech had 20 turnovers to only 18 assists, and you know, that number has to be a positive assist-to-turnover ratio if you're going to have some good success, especially against upper-tier teams in the league, like you said. And so, you know, I have the utmost confidence, and, you know, I fully, you know, asked him the recruiting question about guys that he's expected to bring in. I don't think it's any surprise that he said they're looking in to bring in a really good guard. And, I think he means a really good guard that can really score the basketball. When you look at this Tech team, Jacoby Boykins, he can shoot it with anybody in the country. But outside of Daquan Bracey, when he's healthy, Tech just doesn't have that guy that can go get a bucket. And Bracey's 5'10", on his tiptoes. And, you know, that you need that go-to scorer. And I think Jalen Harris was expected to be that guy before he bailed on the program. He bailed on the program at an inopportune time, and it's what's caused a lot of these issues. And I know Coach and his staff will never make excuses, but I expect them to sign a really good guard in the late sign-up period along with a big man to replace Janai White. So it'll be interesting to see how they close things out down the stretch in conference play. They're a really good, really good opportunity beginning Thursday night with UAB, Saturday night against Middle Tennessee. So if you're in the area, be sure to make it out to the Thomas Assembly Center. And I think we failed to mention the Conference USA men and women's basketball tournaments will be held March 7th at the Star in Frisco, Texas. So if you're looking for the best and the greatest Dunkin' Dog basketball covers, join us at BleedTechBlue.com. We're going to take our final timeout. When we come back, we're going to wrap up Season 10. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
Bulldog fans, this is Chris Brister from Brister's Smokehouse, and I'd like to invite you to our new location, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston, across the street from our old location. Stop in and try our famous scatter load on your choice of four different types of bread. Our barbecue nachos are piled high with your favorite type of meat. And you have to taste for yourself our tender and juicy smoke cooked chicken, my personal favorite. So whether you're in town or at a Tech game or just in the mood for the best barbecue in town, come see us at Brister's Smokehouse, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston.
Ram Truck Month is going on now at Brennan Dodge in Ruston with great deals on all Ram trucks. Save $13,000 off MSRP on 17 Ram 1500 Crew Laramie with the EcoDiesel engine and get 26 miles per gallon. Save $11,000 off MSRP on 18 Ram 1500 Crew Bighorn when you trade any make 1500 truck. Save $10,000 off MSRP on 17 Ram 2500 Crew Laramie with the Cummins diesel. Don't miss Ram Truck Month and all the great deals going on now at Brennan Dodge in Ruston.
At First National Bank, part of being the uncommon bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, medcamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
If you're a homeowner, you know how important curb appeal is. It does make a difference how your home looks from the street. An old broken garage door does nothing for curb appeal. In fact, it can lower your home's value. But a beautiful new door from Bayou Overhead Door not only adds to your home's curb appeal, it can provide the protection, privacy, and energy savings your family needs. For over 35 years, Bayou Overhead Door has installed only the best, highest quality Clopay doors and equipment to homes and businesses throughout North Louisiana. Now they also offer seamless gutters and durable floor coverings for your garage, patio, porch, or driveway installed in just a day. So whether you're building a new home or remodeling your existing home, call for a no-cost consultation about the right garage doors for the best curb appeal in the neighborhood. Bayou Overhead Door, 322-1090, or visit their user-friendly website, BayouOverheadDoors.com.
Sports Talk 977 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you know has been injured in an accident or has been the victim of medical malpractice, do what thousands of others have done. Go Guerrero. Don't have time to keep up with Louisiana Tech sports the way you'd like to? No worries. Just listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. One last time, Beck. I had to give
Welcome back.
You know, that's the classic that we've developed. I know.
I should have done like a recap of all the BC isms of Bleed Tech Blue Radio on this first season, but
I did. I have welcome back, and I have what up,
welcome in to Bleed Tech Blue Radio.
I think we're going to stay with a welcome in and welcome back. I think that's really going to be my signature radio call as we go forward for the next 35.
I'm going to take this off season. I'm going to be proactive, and I'm going to really come up with my own identity.
Well,
and you know, isms, I guess.
Yeah, we hope that you don't come back next year as an average fan.
I just hope to come back. Yeah, this year. Yeah, maybe next year I can come back as an above average fan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So when you look back at this year of Bleed Tech Blue Radio, obviously we had a lot of fun times together, and I thank you and Sutton Davis and our co-host, who never co-host. He's out on the road traveling with the band, but It's been a lot of fun with you two handling a majority of the shows as a co-host, and I know I'm probably speaking for you as well. It's a lot of fun for us. I think we enjoy it on a weekly basis to be able to do this week in and week out and cover Louisiana Tech sports, something that really takes away from our work day a little more on the lighter side, and I know we have a lot of fun doing it.
Right. This is something that I've always, you know, me being the average fan and, you know, my – I don't know. I just thinking back to our college days and how much you and Sutton cared about Tech athletics and the football games and how y'all would drag me into the football stadium an hour before the game started every time, and that was non-debatable. So it's been fun to see you get to do what you really like to do and pour your heart into Bleed Tech Blue, and it takes a lot of work. We were talking before the show to get a lot of this information. It takes a lot of work to get it ready. So you listeners and faithful Bleed Tech Blue subscribers, be sure to give Ben a thank you and a shout-out for all his hard work, because this is not for the faint of hearts or the average fan.
Absolutely, and whether you're a subscriber to Bleed Tech Blue or not, you can reach out to us on Twitter. You can reach out to us on Facebook. You know, we constantly welcome, you know, not only criticism. We welcome, you know, ideas.
Right.
For the show, you know.
Yeah, this is for the people, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, and this is our show. Granted, like, you know, for most of it's our ideas, but, you know, every week we post on our site questions for guys that, you know, our members, subscribers would like to see us answer on a weekly basis. And I think, you know, for the most part, we cover that pretty good. And, you know, we also want to thank our guests. I know we had some pretty cool guests this year.
We had some great guests.
You know, you look back at our first show with Jeff Driscoll. He was a good friend of ours. We, you know, we talked to Trent Taylor. We talked to probably your favorite guest was Luke McCown.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Luke. Luke, you just give him a question, and he gives some great insight, and he's just a genuinely really great dude.
Yeah, and so. Coach Conkle came on with us a couple of times. I know Skip Holtz with the football program came on with us. Brooke Storer with the Lady Texters program.
Tommy McClellan came on.
Tommy McClellan came on. You know, Coach Burrows. I know we didn't have the opportunity to interview Mark Montgomery, head coach of the Lady Texter softball team, but what were we saying?
Is it Mike or Mark?
Mark.
Oh,
Mark,
that's my fault.
Yeah, Mark Montgomery, Lady Texter softball coach. But everyone at Louisiana Tech, thank you for all that you do for us as well. You know, without you guys at the university, especially Malcolm Butler and his SID staff, along with Kane McGuire and Anna Claire Thomas and Brock McKee, y'all do a great job and are a big help to us at Bleed Tech Blue as well. So, you know, final note, what was your favorite thing that, you know, not that we got to do on the radio this year? Obviously, we had a lot of fun times, but your favorite memory from August until now?
Well, I remember being very nervous for the first show.
You were. I had to talk you into doing it.
Yeah, you did. Ben texted me and said, I need to do the show, and I just said, nope, not doing it. So it's been good for me. I mean, we're just talking sport. I mean, it's not, you know, I'm not sitting here trying to pretend like I know any more than I do, and it's been fun for me to learn a lot about it. But we had, especially football season, a lot of ups and downs and downs
yeah.
and downs and ups
oh, yeah.
with just the, you know, the last second losses and the
whatever. It was a tough year.
You had a very specific rant, and I wish I could point to what episode it was.
Yeah.
But it was good. I mean, you were hot. I mean, you were hot from the time that game ended until the show 3 days later, 2 days later. So, you know, I appreciate your authenticity as a radio host of, you know, you stayed hot for like 3 days and you were still hot. Yeah.
Well, so, I think my favorite memory from me is just, you talk about the football season, the ups and the downs, and everything that comes with it. But I think probably my favorite thing thus far with Bleed Tech Blue, I know I took over on January 20th, a little over a year ago. And it was just when you and I and Sutton made the trip over to Frisco for that bowl game. We hadn't had the opportunity to, you know, road trip with the so-called bros in quite a while like we used to get to do. And we got to cover signing day throughout. I know we broke some news on Jalen Harris that day. It was just a fun day. It started at about 10 a.m., and I think we rolled back into Ruston about 4 a.m.
It was like 3:30 or something.
Yeah, it was a long day. But
to
that,
get to work the
that
next
was a
day.
Lot of fun. And we're looking forward. We'll be back season 11. I've talked to Gary McKinney up here at the station. We'll be back season 11 in August as Louisiana Tech cranks up fall practice. I just want to thank all our listeners as well. If you ever called into the show,
Marcel, one of my favorites.
Yep,
if Marcel, you're out there, Marcel, we appreciate
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and we thank you for all our texters on the Fairway Carts text line as well, all of our sponsors, our title sponsor, First National Bank, O'Neill Gas, Brister Smokehouse, Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Walpole Tire, and Scott Seafood. We couldn't do it without you guys. So we're going to take 6 months off. We're going to try to get this show bigger and better than ever. We'll be back in August for Beck Haynes and our awesome producer. He does it all on a nightly basis, John Tabor. I'm Ben Carlisle signing out. Bleed Tech Blue Radio. See ya.
Listen for Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Go deep inside tech football, basketball, and recruiting with your host, Ben Carlisle. Also brought to you by National Jewelry, Pierce Service Company, Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Delta Broadband, Ideal Portable Buildings, Brister Smokehouse, and Fairway Carts. Thanks for listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio.
I think you'd agree, rabid USC fans, and there are Ram fans or Charger fans.
Yeah,
at this
because
time.
There was no NFL team for 20 years. Absolutely. 24 years.
But in New York is the best example I can give you. The Buffalo Bills, the New York Jets, and the New York Giants. Just the New York Giants alone and the millions of fans that they have, not only in New York but around the country, trumps about 15 to 16 college populations just the New York Giants alone. So how are you going to compete with the Giants and the Redskins and the Eagles?
A dynasty of generations. Great grandfather. Grandfather, father and son, all big Giants, and late, your late grandfather. And your